This is the Think Entrepreneurship Podcast, episode number 5.
Podcasting from Bozeman, Montana, an outdoor mecca nestled in the Rocky Mountains. This is the Think Entrepreneurship Podcast, a weekly show that interviews entrepreneurs and shares their stories to help motivate and inspire us along our entrepreneurial journeys. And now, your host and avid outdoorsman, e-commerce store entrepreneur, and promoter of entrepreneurship, Pete Sven.
Hi, everyone. Before we begin, let's all thank Grasshopper.com for their help in supporting our cause by partnering with us to give our listeners $75 off their 800-number services for entrepreneurs. To build your business's credibility with an 800 number, just go to www.grasshopper.com/thinkentrepreneurship to get your discount today. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Think Entrepreneurship Podcast. My name is Pete Sven, and today I have the opportunity to interview John Dumas, the founder and host of Entrepreneur on Fire, a business podcast that inspires entrepreneurs and now generates over 200,000 unique downloads each month in over 145 countries. John is a Mainer, that's right, but not for long, and he has a mission to inspire millions. Hey, John, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Pete, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for this great opportunity to interact with your listeners.
Of course. Glad to have you. You ready to get this started?
I'm ready to ignite.
All right. Entrepreneur on fire. Let's ignite. John, let's get started. I'm curious, give us your elevator pitch so that we can learn more about yourself and your business.
Well, you pretty much nailed it at the beginning. Entrepreneur on Fire is a 7-day-a-week podcast where I literally bring in today's most successful and inspiring entrepreneurs from around the world and share their journey. Some of my past guests I've had on are Barbara Corcoran from the Shark Tank, Tim Ferriss, Gary Vaynerchuk, Seth Godin, Chris Brogan, Mari Smith, just phenomenal entrepreneurs who are so excited to come on and pay it forward, so to speak, and share with my listeners, who I lovingly refer to as Fire Nation, their journey, their failures, how they overcame those failures, their aha moment when that light bulb went off and it just clicked and they said, this is what resonates with me, my authentic self. And then how they turned that moment, Pete, into success. Then we finish with exactly what's exciting them right now, their vision for the future, and of course, a 5-question lightning round that just pulls out nuggets of golden information for all the listeners.
You've got your elevator pitch down. So, John, how did you come up with the idea to start Entrepreneur on Fire, and give us your background history?
Well, that was my aha moment, Pete, literally. So to give you a quick background and to finish with my aha moment, which was the creation of Entrepreneur on Fire, as you said, I'm just a country boy from the state of Maine. I grew up here till I was 18 years old, took off for Providence College on an ROTC scholarship. So I spent 4 years having a great time rooting on the PC Fryer basketball team and training as a cadet. And then at 22, which was also 2002, I graduated and was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army. But for all those history buffs out there, May of 2002 was the first graduating class post 9/11. So myself and all my fellow soldiers, brothers in arms, we knew that we were in for some serious business. And sure enough, a short time later, I was out in Iraq with my platoon of 16 men and 4 tanks patrolling the streets of Ramadi, Habaniya, in Fallujah, trying to bring justice to the world. And that was a very long and trying 13 months. I grew a lot. I was a mere 23 years old, and it was such a transition from being a college student to being a soldier in an actual war, fighting actual pitched battles. But I fortunately, by the grace of God, made it through those 13 months and the rest of my active duty career as an officer, which is total 4 years. Then I entered the reserves for another 4 years as a captain in the U.S. Army and tried a bunch of different things, Pete. I was trying to find my passion. I tried tech startups. I was corporate finance with John Hancock, commercial real estate, residential real estate. I literally tried it all. I wasn't finding my passion. But one thing I did find in 2009 were podcasts. I was driving around to different appointments or commuting to work, and I was hating the radio. I was hating talk radio specifically. It was just not to the point, so many commercials, and I stumbled upon podcasts. And at first, it was the big boys. It was Dave Ramsey. It was Susie Orman. It was Wall Street Journal, APM Marketplace. And I just loved how it was so on demand. It was this content that I was so passionate about. I was able to press play, press pause. It was free. There were no commercials. I mean, what gets better than that? And I fell in love. And so for the next 3 years, whenever I was in the car, washing the dishes, folding my laundry, at the gym, I was listening to podcasts, consuming this great content. And I stumbled upon the private podcasters, your Pat Flynn's, your Andrew Warner's of Mixergy, these guys that were just individual entrepreneurs just deciding to launch a podcast. And I was consuming this content at an incredible rate, way faster than they were producing it. And that, Pete, was my aha moment. I was like, wow, there must be other people like me who are consuming way more content than is out there, because I'm driving to work every single day. I'm exercising every single day, and there's no podcaster producing content every single day. So I saw that niche. This was June of 2012. That light bulb went off for me, and I said, okay, I'm going to launch the first daily, 7-day-a-week podcast that's going to be interviewing today's most inspiring and successful entrepreneurs and telling their journey. So June 2012, Entrepreneur on Fire was born. I spent 3 months just putting it all together. And then September 20th, 2012 was its official launch date.
Congratulations. You've done so much. And tell us about how many downloads and how many people you're inspiring these days.
Well, my tagline is to inspire millions, and that is literally the goal and the vision of Entrepreneur on Fire. We're currently getting over 200,000 unique downloads every single month in over 145 countries. That number is just continuing to grow every single day as we release new content, and that guest goes and shares their journey, their podcast with their audience to expose even more people to Entrepreneur on Fire. And again, 7 days a week that's happening. So it's been so much fun. We are definitely on our way to inspiring millions. We are well over 900,000 downloads since inception, and it's just been a great journey.
That's super. I mean, I listen to your podcast every day when I go out for my run. I had the same problem. I couldn't get enough content because they would come out once or twice per week, and you are the solution to my problem.
Pete, I knew there were people out there like you.
I think there's a lot of them. So, so John, tell me about some of the big projects you're working on currently for Entrepreneur on Fire.
There's definitely a lot of things that I'm excited about with Entrepreneur on Fire. I am definitely looking to build it into an entire brand of Entrepreneur on Fire family, listeners, just a tribe of people who are looking to take their entrepreneurial leap. So besides the podcast, I've written a book called Podcast Launch, which I released to the Amazon bookstore about a month and a half ago. And it's now the number one best-selling book in Amazon on podcasting, over 70 five-star reviews. I've just been so thrilled and blessed with the feedback that I've gotten from that. And one of the major reasons, Pete, is because I included 15 video tutorials that take you step by step through the podcasting process. For anybody that wants to launch a podcast, reading words on a page is good, but sometimes it's not enough. And I knew that, being somebody that had to create it from scratch myself. So I wanted to help others out there who are looking to do their first podcast launch and created these 15 video tutorials that just take you step by step through every technical process along the way. And I share all of the information and knowledge that I've gained throughout that journey. And I think that you're a reader of it, right, Pete?
I certainly am. You know, it's honestly, it's been my Bible for the last month while I've been preparing my podcast. And I remember first downloading it, and then I found out after downloading it that there was an audio version. So the first thing I did was throw that onto my iPhone, went for a run, consumed that content there. So I listened to the whole book on my run, and then I got back and I read it to kind of, you know, check up on things and see if there was anything I missed. And then I watched all the videos, so I was able to use all three forms of media that you shared and it's helped me tremendously in launching my podcast. So I'd highly recommend it to any listeners out there who are thinking about starting a podcast.
Well, Pete, thanks for that little plug. We did not talk about this prior to the interview. This is totally random. But another thing that I'm working on that I'm really excited about, I haven't launched yet, but it will be being launched soon, is a very high-end elite product, which I'm calling 6 months to Six Figures, A Podcaster's Journey. And this is going to be a product that is going to come with an incredible number of modules, video tutorials, and keynote presentations of the exact in-depth, incredibly detailed process of how I started Entrepreneur on Fire and how I brought it to where it is now, which is currently a podcast that was launched a mere 6 months ago that is now generating over six figures of income on an annual basis. Specifically, Entrepreneur on Fire is generating $12,900 a month as we speak through sponsorships alone. That is not even talking about the other income streams that we have. So it's just really exciting for me to be able to share how I've got to the point now where podcasting, and that's all that I do is this podcast, is by itself a six-figure business, because that is such a major question that so many people have. I was asked to speak at New Media Expo by Blog World this past January out in Las Vegas. And I gave a very impassioned speech about podcasting and where I thought the future was going for it. And the number one question that I had was, John, how do you make money? And at the time, this was only a couple months after I launched my podcast, I was definitely making decent money through a number of different things, which was coaching, affiliate sales, different JV promotions that I was doing. But it was just recently when I was able to lock down and find out how to lock down six huge sponsors. And these sponsors, everybody's heard of: GoToMeeting, LegalZoom, Audible.com, 99 Designs, and other sponsors who are just now realizing the incredible, powerful engagement that podcast listeners have to their podcast. And when I'm talking to Fire Nation, to thousands and thousands of listeners around the world every single day, and I take a 15-second break and I say, hey guys, if you go to audiblepodcast.com/fire, you're going to get a free book. You can sign up for a 30-day trial. Go check it out. I recommend it. That conversion has been incredibly high, and these sponsors are realizing this, and so they're starting to flock in droves to these podcast hosts who have really big shows and big followings and large audiences. So in this product, I'm really breaking it down exactly how I created my audience to such a large number, how I got huge names on my show very early on, and then, of course, how I'm making the big bucks, over 12 grand a month, just in sponsorships alone. And then I break down all the other income streams that I currently have and the ones that I'm implementing.
Congratulations, John. You've done so much so quickly. I commend you on it. So I'm curious, with all these different projects that you have going on, and all of us entrepreneurs do, honestly, for me, one of the toughest things is to maintain focus and to stick with one thing at a time. So what has helped you in staying organized and focused on one project at a time, John?
Well, that word focus is one of my favorites, Pete. And being an Entrepreneur on Fire listener, you may have heard me mention before that acronym FOCUS, which is follow one course until success. In this day and age, there are so many distractions. There are so many bright, shiny objects that we can run after. Our phones beeping with text messages. Our browsers are beeping with email messages. Facebook is popping up. GChat is popping up. I mean, there's so many distractions. You need to shut them all off. You need to have a to-do list. I love Workflowy, WORKFLOWY. Workflowy is an incredible resource that just allows you to put a to-do list in order in the cloud, have it with you at all times, and then just go down that list of priorities and don't let any distractions take you away until you've checked off one of those things from the list. So I won't let myself do anything until that number one task is done. Then I'll go in, I'll check my email, I'll check my stats, I'll do a couple things, I'll take a little break, because you got to take breaks as entrepreneurs, as workers, what have you. But then I'll clear everything else out, silence everything, go on to task two. And until task two is done, I will not be distracted. And so you need to tackle things one thing at a time in bite-sized elements and get it done before you allow yourself to be distracted by the million things that are out there.
Thanks, John. That's very helpful information. So I'm curious, how do you feel that, how have you been persistent throughout this whole process? Because I know you haven't been, you weren't killing it in the beginning. It takes time to build any business. So how has it paid off to be persistent?
Persistence is the key. And I would recommend anybody to read the book, The Dip by Seth Godin, where he really goes into depth about how businesses start. You always start with this nice launch and you have all these great, exciting people. You have all these great, exciting milestones you're hitting so quickly because it's new, it's fresh, it's what's on your mind. You're putting all this effort into it. And then you immediately have a dip and you go down and then you're back at this base level and you need to build back up from that. And so many people give up before the end of that dip. It's those people that can maintain and drive through. And podcasting is such a great analogy for this. And you and I talked about this briefly before we pressed the record button here, Pete. With podcasting, the new and noteworthy section is an incredible opportunity for all podcasters. iTunes has given brand new podcasts the best advertising space in the world for 8 weeks. You are above the fold. You're above the other top podcasts. You are just right there. It's the new and noteworthy. And only podcasts that are less than 8 weeks old are allowed in this category. And so right now, we can use you as an example. You are dominating the new and noteworthy section, and you are getting so many organic downloads because people are coming to iTunes every single day and seeing Think Entrepreneurship before they see anything else. Entrepreneur on Fire is way far below because I'm in the next section down, which is a What's Hut section, which is for podcasts that are older than 8 weeks. So you have this great opportunity right now to just shine and to build up this great base of audience listeners, which you're doing a phenomenal job on. But at the end of the 8 weeks, you're going to experience that dip, just like I did when I came off the 8 weeks, and just like every podcaster does. And it's the ability to persist through that dip, to know that you did build up a solid core of listeners that subscribed and are going to keep coming back to you, that will keep you moving forward. And so for me, I was getting an average of 2,500 to 3,000 downloads a day, every single day while I was in the new and noteworthy. After my new and noteworthy, I dropped down to like 1,000 or 1,100 downloads every single day. And that was a huge step back in downloads and rankings and everything. And a lot of people might have given up, thrown the towel in and been like, you know what? I had my chance. I missed out. Let's try something different. And they would have moved on. But I knew that I had something special and I wanted to keep driving on my mission and my goal. And just recently, I had my first 10,000 download day. And it just goes to show that you're persistent with something that you believe in, good things can result.
Wow. Congratulations on that 10,000 downloads in one day. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Have you had any failures that really stand out along the way?
I have a lot of failures in life. Pretty much every single career that I tried post the U.S. Army was a failure. I tried law school. I failed there. I hated it. I tried corporate finance. I had a lot of successes there for the years that I was there with John Hancock, but in the end, I failed because I couldn't stick with it. I couldn't get through the dip. And then I failed at real estate in both commercial and residential. Again, I had successes throughout. I had failures throughout, but in the end, I failed because I wasn't there long-term and I wasn't willing to be because my passion wasn't there. And I'm glad that I failed. People should look at failure as a good thing a lot of times because that means that you weren't meant to be in that situation and that's why you failed. And if I fail with Entrepreneur on Fire, that will be devastating to me. That'll be my first devastating failure because it's something that I truly am passionate about and I truly love and I'm truly pouring my heart and soul into it. So that is a failure that I hope I can avoid, But even within Entrepreneur on Fire, I happily fail every single day on multiple levels. When I first launched, I was a horrible host. I sucked at hosting podcasts. I was a bad interviewer. I slowly got better. You know, when I got to number 50, I was a little bit better. When I got to number 75, I was definitely improving. And my audience really enjoyed joining me along the way. I get emails all the time that say, John, wow, I went back and listened to episode 30. It's like I'm listening to a different person. Mm-hmm. I love that I'm here with you as you progressed as a broadcaster. It's inspiring. So I'm inspiring people, A, by bringing on incredible entrepreneurs, but I'm also inspiring people, too, by showing them that when you start something, it's okay to suck. Do the best you can and improve as fast as you can, but it's okay to be bad.
Well, thanks. That's a lot of inspiration for myself as well, John, because I feel that just starting out with my podcast, there's obviously so much room for improvement. So I hope that each continues to get better and that my audience grows along with me as well in the podcast.
They will.
So John, let's transition here into kind of getting to know you more personally. I'm curious, what's your favorite vacation spot or ideal place to go?
Wow, I just got back from an amazing vacation out in Colorado, specifically Breckenridge, Vail, and Keystone, all of which are within 45 minutes of each other. I love to snow ski. We were blessed when we were out there to get a dump of 2.5 feet of snow the morning that we got to Vail. So we just were able to ski the back China Bowls of Vail over and over again. And it was so incredible. It was literally a day torn from the pages of heaven, and it will always be with me. So that's one of my favorite vacation spots. And number two, I'm permanently moving to another one of my favorite vacation spots, which is San Diego. I am moving full time to Pacific Beach, which is within San Diego. I'm going to be living about half a block from the bay, and I'm going to be paddleboarding every single day. Some of those days, Pete, I'll be listening to your podcast.
But I don't know, John, are you going to have enough time to be able to listen to my podcast between all of the fun and paddleboarding you're doing?
That's the beauty of listening to podcasts. You can be fully engaged with other activities and be consuming great content.
Excellent. Maybe we'll have to find some waterproof earbuds for you.
I'm not going to fall off.
So, John, is that your favorite hobby outdoors, or what would you say your outdoor hobby is?
Well, I'm going to be bold here, because a lot of times, if anybody's seen The Secret, you put something out in the universe and it comes back to you. And I've never paddleboarded before, but I'm convinced that it is going to become my best hobby. So that's what I'm going to say my favorite hobby is, although I've never done it. I'm putting those positive vibes out there to make sure it happens.
Well, the next time I come down to San Diego, I'm going to need a lesson.
Well, you miss social media marketing world in April. You'll have to come back in April of next year, and I'll take you out paddleboarding.
Definitely. Well, John, as entrepreneurs, stress builds up inside of all of us every single day. One thing I do is I head out for a run or go to the gym. Are there any tips that you have for relieving stress in your life?
There's only so much you can do during the course of a day, and especially during the course of a block of working time. I've seen many times, and I do believe this to be a solid approximate number, is 90 minutes. You should never be sitting down working at one project for more than 90 minutes without at least a 15-minute break. Stand up, go outside, get some fresh air, get some vitamin D from the sun, do what you need to do, refresh, re-click, restart your brain, and then come back and hit it again with some fresh energy and some fresh confidence. So that's my recommendation. Break your workday up into 90-minute blocks and make sure you're taking little breaks.
Well, that's some great advice, John. You know, I've been sitting at the mic all morning having a blast doing these interviews, but I'm probably about due for a break, so I think I may just implement your advice sooner than later. Let's move into the Think Entrepreneurship brainstorming session here.
Ooh.
Yes, these are shorter answers that you'll be giving, about 30 to 45 seconds approximately.
Are you saying that I talk a lot?
No, not at all. So number one, John, is what is one strategy you'd say is important for an entrepreneur to implement?
just start. I have so many entrepreneurs that email me on a daily basis that say, John, I have this idea, I have that idea, but I don't have the time to start. I don't have the time to implement. There are other people doing it. Should I still do it? And there's a number of ways that I approach this. For one, if you have a great idea that you know you're passionate about and you see other people doing it, that means it's a viable business. You should be excited about that. So go out and do it better. There are other people podcasting. I just went out and did it. I don't want to use the word better, but I'll use the word differently. Like, I did a daily show talking about the journey of the entrepreneur, talking about their failures and their aha moments, not just focusing on what was working for them right now. So there's just so many different ways you can approach that. And so when people email me and say, John, what should I do? I don't have any time. I say, bull crap, stop being a pansy, set your alarm 30 minutes earlier, wake up, work for 30 minutes, then go about your normal work routine for the day, come back, have a nice dinner, put the family to bed, and then instead of watching Jay Leno or reading some trashy novel, work for another 30 minutes. I'm not saying quit your job. I'm not saying, you know, take that leap off the cliff and just see what happens. I'm saying start working towards your goal by just starting.
That's awesome. So, John, do you have a role model or a mentor that you've looked up to?
Well, my first mentor would have to be my father. He was in the Army as well. He was in JAG. So he went to law school. Then he went into the Army as a JAG officer. And then after he got out, he used the skills that he learned within the Army to hang up his own shingle. So for the last 30 years, he has been an entrepreneur of sorts because he's been running his own business. And a lot of people may not look at lawyers as being entrepreneurs, but the fact is that when you're running your own show, when you're running your own business, your own law firm, especially for a time frame of 30 years, you need to think on your feet and you need to adjust to the time. So he's gone through so many different iterations and he's pivoted his business so many times, whether it be through the real estate boom or through workers' compensation or now through Social Security, whatever it may be, he's had to ride that next wave. And that's what entrepreneurs, we need to do. I had Eric Reese of the Lean Startup on Entrepreneur on Fire. And he was a great interview. And he always talks about how you need to be able to pivot to that next opportunity. And so my father was able to do that. He was very open about talking about that throughout my childhood and into my formative years. So I always took that forward and realized when you see that opportunity, you can jump on it, no matter what industry, what niche you're in. So thanks, Dad.
Now, John, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important has it been for you to take risks in order to find success in your business?
I would say an 8.5. I think risks are very important to take because you need to always be stretching your limits, but they need to be calculated risk. It's not throwing of the die on an all or nothing roll. It's not one of those things. It's not going all in Texas Hold'em. It's literally seeing something out there that's an opportunity, knowing it's out of your comfort zone, but still going after it because the reward is there, and being willing to fail and know that if you do fail, you didn't throw it all out there on the line as far as risking it or going all in. So you're not going to just shrivel up and die. You're going to live to fight another day, but you still took that massive risk for that massive reward. So I would say an 8.5 because a 10 would be putting it all on the line, and that's too much.
Well, I'd say you're right in there with all the other interviews. Most of them have been between 7 to 10, so 8.5 right in the middle.
Boom.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Who said 10?
Who said 10? That was Kevin Harrington.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to talk to that guy.
So do you have a favorite tool or service which has helped automate your business?
Meetme.so, and that's meetme.so. And it's a scheduling service, which you use, Pete, to book this interview. So you saw how amazing it was, where I get people that, A, ask me to be on their shows all the time, and B, I'm obviously asking a ton of entrepreneurs to be on my show all the time with a 7-day-a-week show. So I use this incredible scheduling service. It's not free. It's about $20 a month, but it automates everything, and it syncs with my calendar. And so Pete said, hey, John, I want you to be on my show. Well, I know that I allow, or I should say, I know that I give interviews on Thursdays between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. That's the block of time I've set aside during my week to be interviewed by other people on other shows. So I was able to send Pete a link just by pressing three buttons, SSS. My text expander popped out. That's another great tool, by the way, text expander. Popped out the entire link that brought Pete to my scheduler page, which he was then able to book an interview, which synced with my calendar, and it was all done automatic. There was no back and forth, me looking at my calendar, seeing what was available, Pete looking at his calendar, seeing what was available, back and forth, and then him being like, oh, by the way, what's your Skype ID? Like, all of this is addressed in this one scheduler, and I love it.
I think I'm definitely going to have to look into that.
So worth it.
Yeah. John, is there one book that you'd recommend to other entrepreneurs?
I asked this question on my show. So I've had over 220 entrepreneurs respond with their favorite books. And this book has only been recommended once out of the 220, and it really surprises me, but it's one of my favorites, probably my favorite for anybody starting, and it's called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, who's the creator of Success Magazine, which you can find in pretty much any magazine stand. And it's such a great book for a number of reasons, but it really shares with you the power of just doing the small things. So going back to me saying, wake up, pansy, 30 minutes earlier, work for those 30 minutes, and then stay up 30 minutes later at night, you'll be amazed at the end of those 6 months how far you've come. And it all comes back to the compound effect. The little things we do add up to massive changes.
And I'll make sure to add that in the show notes here so that everybody can find that book and buy it if they'd so like. John, let's close with a motivational quote to kind of inspire our listeners out there. So tell us your favorite and hopefully it will help others move toward their goals.
Try not to become a man of success, but rather to become a man of value. Albert Einstein. Now, there's a couple things I have to say about this. One, I love this quote because it speaks volumes about Entrepreneur on Fire. I truly believe that by providing value first and foremost, success will follow. I don't want to be successful by not providing value. That doesn't interest me. There are a lot of people out there who are very successful in life. They make a lot of money and they provide zero value. And you know what? Power to them. If that makes them happy, I'm happy for them. But for me, I want the fulfillment of providing value first and being successful because of that. So that's how I run Entrepreneur on Fire. And a little thank you, Pete from Signs of the Mountains sent me a beautiful sign that is in orange and white, and it says this quote, and it's hanging on my wall because it is my favorite quote. So thank you, Pete.
You bet. Anytime. Well, John, thanks again for coming on this podcast. How can our listeners find out more about you or get a hold of you?
My home base, Pete, is entrepreneuronfire.com. But entrepreneur is a tricky word to spell, so eofire.com will get you there as well. I definitely am on social media as well, but definitely my headquarters is eofire.com. I'd love if you go to iTunes, Stitcher Radio, whatever you use for podcasts, and type in Entrepreneur on Fire or John Lee Dumas, and give my podcast a listen.
Awesome. Well, John, thanks for coming on the show today.
It was my pleasure, Pete.
I really enjoyed hearing your story, John, and learning about how you've built Entrepreneur on Fire from the ground up. And everyone, thanks so much for tuning in and for more inspiring entrepreneur stories and motivation to keep that spark lit along your entrepreneurial journey. Stop over to thinkentrepreneurship.com or friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/thinkentrepreneurship. Good luck, everyone, and we'll see you next time. If you have questions about the tools I've used to start my business or podcast, check out thinkentrepreneurship.com/resources or just click on the resources tab near the top of the page. I have coupons and links to some of my favorite hosting services, shopping carts, 800 number services, and other valuable tools for entrepreneurs. That's thinkentrepreneurship.com/resources. Also, if you'd like to sponsor a future podcast, feel free to go to thinkentrepreneurship.com and click on the sponsor a podcast link toward the top.
Thanks for listening to the Think Entrepreneurship Podcast with Pete Sven, your source for entrepreneur interviews that motivate and inspire. Join us next time for more exciting stories from entrepreneurs, and remember to go for it and follow your passion.